time. Others can change it for us. We don't have to be stuck in a timeline.
Hello, I'm Wendy, and this is part two of the interview with Tricia Brown, Time Shifts, Sasquatch, and Paranormal.
I was told that Andy and I would experience a different timeline, an altered state, told okay. to look for cues and signs. So I would see different images, like in the daily newspaper. I would see an image, do not telegraph. In other words, I would experience things that if I responded or told people, oh, this is different, I don't normally experience this, then I would stick the timeline. It would stick whatever was happening, and I wouldn't get to experience the whole spectrum. So
okay.
in one instance, we were in a car going from one area of the metro to the other. There were no colors on the cars. They were either white, gray, silver,
oh,
black,
yes.
No colors. And that isn't normal.
That's I remember you talking about this before.
That's not normal. And so when
you're lucky to be able to have these experiences with him, your husband.
Thank you. Yeah. That's one thing that has helped me be more comfortable and confident. When you have a partner who denies and devalues and makes fun of you or anything like that, that's your sign that you are not in a congruent relationship. And it doesn't mean you're going to learn from it, but do you want to hold that pattern? Because it's toxic. Those aren't easy relationships, but definitely I had my own learning curve with that. And it was necessary. I mean, the guides told me you're going to go in and you're going to come out. And I'm like, holy cow, holy no.
Wow.
There was a lot of guidance with it, but at the same time, it was pretty traumatic. So with Andy, though, the things are validated, and I've been able to experience things with him, too, so that he can say, I heard this, too, or I saw this, too.
That's so fun.
Well, there was one point where he was redoing the front porch. He had no memory of this. I'm seeing the white boards that he pulled from the porch on top of the wood pile, and they were saying they were arranged J.C., the carpenter, J.C.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately picked them up and threw them in the truck with more energy than I normally have, because I was cleaning up the front yard and I was thinking somebody's spying on me because there was a helicopter going over, seeing this J.C. Mm-hmm. All sorts of things happened that don't normally happen. And heard people in the basement, lock the basement doors, and then heard somebody leave the basement, go out. I was told that there would be a pickup of some kind. I heard somebody in the basement. We did. The next morning, the screen door was open, and there had been a helicopter when the door closed during the night, helicopter over the house. Mm-hmm. I have no idea who it was. I'm not supposed to know.
Okay.
But those kinds of things. In other words, this was an incredibly difficult time to write anything down and make sense of anything. So I was told, do not write.
Okay.
And from that time on, I have been less linear in my record keeping, because I found sometimes when we are writing things, depending on how fluent we are, just ask Philip K. Dick, we have things happen that mirror our reality. And then it makes us wonder who the heck is in charge. And so when I read Philip K. Dick's work, I could see some of my own things patterned in that and thinking, OMG, I'm not the only one.
Yes.
So that's it in a nutshell.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing this. I mean, it's really fascinating. And then you're receiving information that's really deep. And like you've described in your book that you didn't know what they were talking about. You had to look up some words.
Yeah.
It's not coming from you when it's stuff you don't even know.
No. You know, string theory, stuff like that. But that's what we can do. We just have to get out of the way, trust, and then also affirm and discern. You know, don't just accept it on face value. Do your own homework to say, can I quantify? Can I qualify? Can I find some kind of credible reference that will help me work with this information? I don't accept it just off as face, you know, value. I look at it and say, and where is this going? Where does this lead to? How might this be helpful? And go from there.
Right. True. Like what, why are you telling me this all of a sudden? What is this about? I mean, I've been being taught things since I was little. And then as my years read it or learn it from somewhere else, and I'm like, wow, the stuff that I was told, kind of like a download of information, all of a sudden has been taught for thousands of years. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah. You know, it's, well, geez, really finally filling me in. Thanks, guys. You could have done this when I was seven.
Well, I think it's amazing, though, as a 7-year-old that you all of a sudden like have these awarenesses that, you know, are not the usual 7-year-old thing to be thinking about, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, your stuff, when you're talking about the things that you have learned, there's also a progression. And I remember when you said you wanted to go out to the area where they were doing Bigfoot research and saying that, you know, you were drawn there because of that, you know, just being curious. I had my own stuff with that. I was going for crystals and then found out about Bigfoot. I'm like, holy cow, again.
I love that.
It's crystals. No, it's Bigfoot. Oh, they're both. Okay. You had the same kind of thing when you were looking for that and had that experience. And that's what's so cool.
Oh, my God.
I had
an experience on, what day is it today? On Sunday, I had another experience.
What happened?
Okay. So I was hiking at the Cahaba River. I'm in Helena, Alabama now living. And I was told that there's been sightings at the Cahaba River. I don't know if I'm saying it right. I think that's the right way. And so I was walking on a trail that's a little bit, not completely flat. There's some gentle, hills, and it's not right on top of the river, but you can see it through the trees. And I had my dog with me, and she walks super slow. So I usually am walking ahead of her, and my parrot, Manny, is on my shoulder. And this area of the fort, really tall trees, and not just pine trees, all sorts of different, I don't know the names of them, but just really tall trees. And all of a sudden, I heard something falling and then landing with a hard thud on the ground. Mm-hmm. Off trail, kind of closer to where my dog was, but not like they were not like right next to her, but not far. And then I heard, it was like the sound of a ricocheting way up high in the trees, and then another thud to the ground. And I realized they were rocks being thrown.
Uh-huh.
And so my inner eyes or my inner senses were like thinking that they were being thrown from a very far place, like maybe on the other side of the river, knew that I was there, knew that I was interested in wanting to, you know, continue my knowing them, mm-hmm. and letting me know we're right over here, you know, by throwing the rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
So after like, I don't know, the second or third one, I yelled out, "Hey, stop throwing the rocks," like that. And then it stopped. And then I thought, wait a second. Okay. And then I said, "I'm Trisha. This is Manny. And that's Lucy." So then I tried to kind of go back to where the rocks were kind of landing and try to look through. And at the same time as I was hearing the rocks, it's like, boing, boing, thud. Boing, boing, against the trees, thud. Uh-huh. I was looking through the trees at the river and trying to see through the trees and see if I could see anything. And I was hearing what kind of sounded like hard plastic hitting against something. And, you know, I'm like, is there any kayakers over there? You know, or I didn't hear anyone. I didn't hear any human voices. And this was like a completely isolated trail. I mean, I had already passed some mountain bikers.
Yeah.
So I thought it was very interesting that this was happening like around others. So I think that they were letting me know that they were just there.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that happened on Sunday. I was like, wow, okay, yay, it's continuing. It's exciting.
Now I know where they are. Okay.
Yeah.
The cool thing is they don't have to be there. They can connect with you anywhere.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
So once you've opened that door, then that connection is available. It's just a matter of how deep you want to go with it.
I totally agree. And, you know, one of our talks, you mentioned when I was talking about how that we teleported, which is so weird to say. But you mentioned how, you know, my interest in them and wanting to know them and that, you know, me having that experience to show me that this is a way that they possibly travel, or me seeing what their experience is like through having that experience. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
we are so caught up in this is the way we see the world. When we step back and understand that our pets see the world in a different way, and animals, birds, dogs, rats, the whole nine yards, if we give ourselves permission to have a different viewpoint, worldview, then again, we can expand our horizons, our awareness. That's a shamanic thing of, you know, putting yourself in a bird and flying over the sea.
Oh, I do that. Yes. Oh my God, it's fun.
Yeah. And, you know, just out of body, whatever, you know, but knowing that there are other ways for us to interact and engage our reality. And it's up to us basically to keep a frame of reference so that when we need to come back to center, we can immediately. And, you know, that's a self-preservation issue. Knowing that this stuff is a lot easier to access when you've had that first experience and realize that our mind needs a little bit more exercise so that we can understand just how many assets, how many talents that we already have that we just haven't bothered to check out or exercise.
Yes, right. And then knowing, you know, that our eyes, our physical eyes, are only able to see what we can see due to us being human, and being open to that there could be something right next to us that if we then heighten our inner senses, then we can see and hear and communicate with, because it's beyond the five physical senses. And then you can have a lot of fun with realizing that there's a lot of mystical, fun, wonderful, euphoric experiences to be had by these amazing forest beings, or the elementals, or archangels, or angels, or spirit guides, the helping spirits of the world, and, you know, all of that. You've talked about this rock that you said was shaped like a foot.
Oh yeah.
Have you shown a picture of it on your blog?
I had a picture somewhere. I can repost it again. It's one of those things when I was up at the place they called the nursery. You went there, Board Camp Crystal.
Yes.
They took me through the nursery, and telepathically I was told to tread lightly, watch my step.
Tricia Brown is my interviewer. Back in a few. This is Wendy's Coffee House.
Telepathically I was told to tread lightly.
The Sasquatch stuff is fascinating to me because there's no one size fits all. Each of us encounters this in our own way.
As I was following behind Orville, I tried to follow the exact same path he laid out, because to me, they were saying this was a sacred space, and to be cautious and careful and respectful.
Oh, wow.
And so I put my feet right where he was, so I didn't step out of bounds. When I got done with that, then they said, now pick up a rock. I'm like, no, I'm not taking a rock from this. No.
You know? I'm that same way. Yeah. I'm like, that's not for me. That's not mine.
Yeah. And so again, though, it was a second, pick up a rock. I'm like, no. So third time's a charm. I'm continuing to walk. And I thought, okay, fine, if you insist. And it was a way, what I was given was, it was a thank you for respecting and following the instruction, because I let them know I heard it. I followed the instruction. Yeah. And then I was very hesitant to take anything.
I love it.
But it was a gift. And so when I picked up this rock, which just looked like a little, you know, kind of a sandstone colored rock, I pick it up, I turn it over, and it has crystals all along the bottom. Only when I got home did I realize it's the shape of a foot. And then I also have another rock that I picked up that's the shape of the other foot. And so, so it's and it's just the outline, you know, where you can see this is a foot shape. And it's like, oh my gosh. But that was a thank you. And I, again, you know, it wasn't my intention. I just listened. And when I finally, that third time's a charm, it was like, that was the perfect rock. Almost like they knew when I was going to pick it up, or it was there when I decided to pick it up. Yeah, that's when you start wondering how much of this is my mind.
Exactly.
And how do they know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so I've got the rock. And plus, I got an extraordinary crystal that I use for healing work, and that Orville found and said, hey, this is yours. And I'm like, wow. Oh.
Did he dig in the ground for you?
Yeah.
He was like digging in the ground for me, like way down in there. At first I was like, hey, I want to do this. I came all the way here. Uh-huh. And then I thought, you know what? Never mind. You do it. You're right.
Well, and I did too. I thought, but at the same time, and he looked at it, he picked this rock up and he says, wow, this is yours. And because it's a decent size crystal, and because I wasn't expecting him to give me any crystals. I thought he was, you know, digging for himself, and you know, but no, he said no. This isn't mine. This is yours. And okay. But we had a paranormal experience there too. We stayed overnight in a little one of the houses at that point that they.
No way.
Yeah, we stayed overnight the night before. What happened was there was a little book stand in that room, and Andy saw it at this place. I saw it at this place. We had to walk around it. The next morning, it was not there. And we're both going, what happened to the, you know, did somebody come in the room and move it? But it was in a different spot. We both remembered it because we had to walk around it. And then it wasn't there. And they had that log that appeared in the tree the night before we came. This huge, like a 3 foot, 2 foot in diameter, 3 foot in diameter log that had been thrown up into the tree about 18 feet up. And they said, oh, this was put here overnight. Wow. Welcome.
Yeah. Yes.
So stuff happens.
Mind boggling.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's the whole point. And like you said, you know, there are things happening around us all the time. One of the best pieces of advice I got was just when you open your eyes and you see stuff that you don't expect, don't be afraid. It's been here all along. You just had your eyes shut.
Yeah. So I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and some people will say I was imagining it or, you know, because of the earlier messages that they were told. And it's like, no, this is real. Yeah. This is really happening.
And everybody goes at their own pace. And so, you know, like my grandmother said, just, you know, take your time. When I got that meditation, you know, okay, do I have companions? Do I have company? Do I have spirit guides? Is somebody here to help me? We are here. Oh boy. Whoops. And I shut it down. Called grandma. They said we. Okay. And it's a lot of.
You didn't wait that much though to get back to it. Only a few weeks.
It was about 87, 89, somewhere in there when I was first really working at understanding my spirit guides and meditating. The channeling didn't start until 97 when I had to figure out what was the purpose of the nightlight. Why? How, you know, who is this? What am I supposed to learn from this? And then that's when I started doing the channeling, and I had to.
It happened pretty quick. When that happened though.
Yeah. Once that was the opening. Yeah. That was the opening. It was all of a sudden it was like, you know, somebody opened the floodgate and there it was. But.
And then you talked about how it really, you had lots of change happening quick in yourself. Once this was happening, right?
Yeah. There were different things with healing, different things with, different abilities. Healing was a big thing. I would have something that would seem like it was a problem and it would go away.
Like physical, emotional, mental, what?
Physical. Okay. It was physical. I noticed different spots, like a different bruise on my stomach that was there for a very short period of time and gone. There were just things like that where my energy was changing. And if I did a channeling, I would heat up and then release the energy and it would be okay. Or I'd have a headache because the energy changed so fast. But I knew if I released it, then that would dissipate. Plus, I also wore different jewelry. I got my mother. Well, I worked with a Native American helper for a little while. She gave me a piece of jewelry that she made. And these are hematite. And it burned my skin. It burned my skin, and I had to take it off. Hematite doesn't do that. It's nice, it's a cool stone, and it is a grounding stone. And I said, "What the heck? And she said, "No, because it's not compatible." My energy said, "I made those, and I created. You know, I worked those stones, and so the energy is not compatible." So then I got from my mom, who had a hematite necklace for 20 some years. I got that. And that's what I used whenever I got a headache and it took it away. So, So I learned, you know, how to use using different crystals and stones to help me with an energy, either, you know, under where I need tired or refreshed or over where I'm hyper wired and headache and just too, you know, too jazzed, too buzzed. And, that all happened so quickly and I went through it so fast, just all different levels of working with, you know, working with tarot, working with, also working with runes. And I did Raku to help get my hands in the clay to help me again, burn through some of this energy and ground myself at the same time.
Okay.
So,
did you do any diet change, like eating habits?
At the time, I had to be careful, no alcohol, nothing, you know, nothing like that prior to doing any channeling. And I wasn't much of an alcohol drinker anyway, so it's not that big a problem, but also caffeine. So cut back on the caffeine, cut back on the sugars. When I channeled, I would need to have sugar afterwards because it would be, that would be a way to refresh the energy, because the energy would just come in and go through and I would heat up. And I mean, it's a very, very buoyant feeling. You know, you're jazzed. All of a sudden, I'm just really, when I'm channeling, then my energy just goes up. And get tons of energy.
You're vibrating, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So there's this rush. And so then I would touch people to help if they need energy. Here, you know, here, have this, please.
Really? Oh, wow. Would they be able to feel it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One person I did a reading for, it was so funny because it was a group, three or four people, her relative's family. And so I did the reading and she's allergic to cats. And so what happened is she came in my house and I had cats, two cats, but her allergies did not happen during the time she was in my house. And the reason the guide said, because of the cat aversion, cat allergies, because she was a mouse. She had mouse energy, which is very meticulous. And very, and they, again, you know, an aversion to cats because that's self-preservation. So it was really funny that, that worked. And plus during the time she was in the house, there was no response to it. It lifted that particular element from her while she was listening to that information. She was neutral.
Okay.
So that I found that's fascinating. You know, little things like that don't make sense to us, but we have different abilities when there's something we need to hear. And I believe that was why she had a reduction and didn't have to worry about the allergy while she was in the house, because it was information that was important for her to hear.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Pretty neat. My gosh. I could just, I mean, there's so much interesting things that we can talk about. You've been able to be these opportunities to interview so many amazing people. And then, you know, here's your chance to really, you know, get a chance to really talk about your life experiences. And I'm excited for you to continue. I've already been talking to some of my Bigfoot friends, some people that I've been on podcasts with, and say, you know, I'd love for you to interview Wendy because she's got some really cool stuff to share. And they're like, okay, you know, so if you're open, you can start sharing more and more if you'd like.
Hey, thank you. In so many ways, I let the book do my talking for me because I really enjoy talking with other people too. You know, Andrew Collins was somebody I interviewed just recently, and there's so much information out that I think we have an opportunity while we're here to make these connections, and it's like breadcrumbs. Every single one leads to another track on the journey. I enjoy making those connections, and with my stuff, it's just, there's novelty. The nightlight's with me 24/7, and so that's kind of my fuel, is that even if it weren't going to be here, I have the connection. But the fact that it is here and the lights do what they do for me, it's just like, wow, it's just so trippy.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, there's just this constant buzz of, I look to see it. Yep, it's still blinking. Yep. And it's been, in December, it's 25 years.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Yeah. Not anything that most people are going to go, wow, you know, earth shattering. But for me, it's a little touch of wonder and I'm grateful. This is
exactly.
Really cool.
I agree. Same.
So it is.
Every day you get to have that connection to the mystical, and they probably don't think it's that big of a deal because it is what it is. But for us, because we're still in this human forms, it's super fun.
It's the light. It's the light. That's the light they always talk about. You know, thank God it's not a lightning bolt. I'm good with that. I appreciate that you asked me to talk about the book. There's so much more that we can talk about with this because you've had some interesting experiences as well.
I love to share this stuff, and it's so fun to have, you know, a conversation with someone that is also in like a higher vibration, because I feel like it's good for both of us because we're feeding off of each other in good ways.
It reminds me that it isn't just me out here on my own, the Lone Ranger, okay?
Yes.
I don't have to push it. I don't have to justify it. I can just say, hey, this is what happened. And same with you.
Yep.
Well, we need to talk about more about just, you know, some of the other experiences you've had with the ghosts, and we didn't get into the Warren stuff.
Well, you know what? Yesterday, I went to a place called Moundville Archaeological Park in Moundville, Alabama, and it's considered one of the most significant finds of a civilization in North America. So I was only there for a couple hours yesterday, but I plan on, it's about an hour away, so I plan on going back there a lot. So I'm curious to see if anyone wants to teach me while I'm there. Let me know or whatever.
Yeah,
I'll let you know.
Okay, yeah, because there'd be some definite residual energy there waiting for somebody to show up who says, hey, I'm here. What you got to say?
Yes. Oh my gosh. And there's a camping there. So I'm going to camp and then I'll get a chance to really explore at night when normally no one's there, like walk around and ride my bike around with Manny and Lucy and have some fun.
With the crew.
Yeah.
For people who are following along, I know you're on Facebook. Do you do any other social media?
Facebook, you know, you can find like, I think you can look up like Tricia Brown, T-R-I-C-I-A. Brown, B-R-O-W-N. And I think after that, I have it Free Spirit. Or you can like look me up in Helena, Alabama. And then I also have my Exploring the Paranormal with Tricia Brown, my YouTube channel that I put videos. And I'm going to do a new one and talk about the new rock throwing experience.
Excellent.
And if you know, people are into like those Bigfoot experiences, and if they like hearing them, I definitely have some of my own. And it's fun to share. So you can find me there. Yeah, those are my, like really so far, I keep getting told more and more, you got to get your website back up. So that's going to be happening. Thank you so much for this. This has been fun.
We'll stay in touch. Let's do some more talking because I want to follow up on your mound stuff and see what else Sasquatch has to say to you.
Okay.
Tricia Brown has her own YouTube channel. You can check that out. I've got the links in the description for the show. I have a blog, Wendy's Coffee House, Talking to Night Lights on WordPress. Thanks for listening.